Hey everyone, I'm Madonna. This is David, and we're here for your tip of the day. So, we're going to talk about the plasticity of the brain and how to recreate new neural pathways. So, one of the most important things is being able to visualize. So, when we visualize what we want, when we visualize changes in our life, when we visualize the way things we want things to be, by visualizing it, we're creating new neuronal pathways.
And just like we made a bigger video earlier today, they found that when they get people to mentally practice something or physically practice it, they've done it with musical instruments, they've done it with weightlifting. That's what the study, with weightlifting. So some people are imagining doing weights and other people are doing it, and the person imagining got muscle tone.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And also things
So
like,
that's the latest, and the latest research is the brain scan stuff. It's not just somebody's idea. Although, in the la at the end of the last century, no, not even like 100, and in the 1800s, there was a guy called James Allen, and he said that our brain is like our mind is like a garden. And if we put nice plants in, it'll be beautiful. And if we have weeds, the negative thoughts are like toxins for the garden. James Allen, so even way back then, 100 and something years ago, they're already thinking this way. And now we've got neurobiology and understanding how neural networks work. A lot of the old theorists seem to have been right.
Beautiful. So, and I think the closer we get to living the way nature meant us to live, so earlier to bed, earlier to rise, getting the sunshine, getting the fresh air, getting the exercise, getting the body moving,
Or even imagining doing
or
it.
even imagining doing it is going to help us on our way forwards.
And it's not a waste of time.
So we need to cultivate our beautiful gardens in our minds.
So the thing that's nice about gardens is neural networks are similar to creeping vines. And so the plant thing in neural networks is like, it's not just a coincidence. It's actually, there's a big similarity in that plants are living things that grow. You
Beautiful.
get pollen connecting like neuroreceptors, one going over. Do you know when it's like there's
Yeah.
this really beautiful thing about growth and plants and neuroreceptors? They're a bit of a similar thing. And
Awesome.
they seem to operate in a bit of a similar way.
But I do love it. I love the idea of creating that garden in our mind, especially when you're not sleeping. What do you do when you're not sleeping? So if you can lie there and visualize something beautiful, start visualizing the way you want your life to be, visualizing having a good night's sleep and waking up feeling refreshed, and maybe it's just as beneficial as the sleep itself. Wouldn't
Maybe
that be good? Anyway, that's good. Oh,
we could do some work on that.
we could
But
do some work on
like
that.
Esther Perel says, my favorite couples counselor you'll see her on the internet, everyone's got a right to have a secret garden.
Secret garden.
Secret
Cool,
garden.
everyone. Have a great day.
Bye bye.
Bye.